To our top story, a nonprofit research group says Saudi Arabia is looking for a way to pull out of its war on Yemen, but does not know how. The International Crisis Group has made the conclusion based on what its high-ranking officials have witnessed during their trips to Yemen and after holding talks with officials from the Saudi-led coalition. A group which studies ways to end conflicts across the world says Riyadh needs to find a political exit to the crisis. It also advised the Saudi rulers to accept the realities about the Ansarullah group and the fact that they will not surrender through military means. The International Crisis Group also urged the U.S. to lead the way by finding its own exit. The group added that Washington is culpable for the calamity befalling Yemen and can play a crucial role to end the conflict by stopping its arms shipments to the Saudis. Journalist and political commentator Richard Silverstein believes that Saudi Arabia will consider it a defeat if it stops the ongoing deadly aggression on neighboring Yemen.
Well, it tells us that there's no amount of military might, whether it's Saudi or all of the imports that it gets from NATO countries or the U.S., that will suppress the rebellion in Yemen, that there is only one solution, which is a political solution. I'm not convinced, despite this report being hopeful, that Mohammed bin Salman and his circle are willing to accept this, because they will see this as a defeat of their goal of suppressing the Houthi rebellion in Yemen and sort of putting their boot heel on Yemen on behalf of the Saudi regime. I want to also add that I'm also concerned about the potential Saudi role in other uprisings in North Africa, notably in Libya and Sudan. In Sudan, we have a democratic uprising that overthrew the dictator who'd been in power for 30 or 40 years, and they're demanding democratic elections, and they are opposed by the military regime, which is funded and supported by Saudi Arabia.